Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is November 24th, 2020, and this is what's happening. Well, President Trump has started the transfer of executive power to Team Biden. The General Services Administration, or GSA for short, has decided to make federal resources available to the Biden transition team, recognizing that Biden is the apparent winner. And Trump has asked his team to cooperate with the process. Now, this is surely going to enrage the leftists and the media. I mean, they have been salivating for years for Trump to just stay hunkered in his White House closet, refusing to leave. I mean, you know, Chris Cuomo and Keith Olbermann, I mean, they've been dreaming of police bullhorns outside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue saying, "Come out with your orange puffs up, Mr. Trump. No one has to get hurt here. We can do this as civilly as possible." But now it is apparent that Trump was simply exhausting his legal remedies, but is not going to be pulling a Bonnie and Clyde-style shootout. Though that would be good for TV ratings. I do believe that ratings would spike if that would happen. Maybe save that for sweeps week. Well, also in the news, New York City has levied a $15,000 fine against a Brooklyn synagogue that held an illegal wedding. Now, folks, this is why the public gets so mad. So Governor Newsom can flaunt his own rules in California and go out to dinner with lobbyists at a posh restaurant. Nancy Pelosi can get her hair done in violation of the lockdown rules, but a Mazel Tov. That's going to cost you $15,000 in New York. Now, I knew prices were out of control in New York City. I mean, first, $5 for a slice, and now this? Well, finally, what I suspect is a first. A driver was pulled over in Australia for driving under the influence of candy. Yes, in news that could not have come at a better, more appropriate time, with Christmas right around the corner, Tom McKeith was pulled over after downing several platefuls of rum balls. When cops bade him blow, he blew 0.038 above the 0.02 limit for recently licensed drivers. Apparently, if you are pulled over under suspicion during the holidays, you need to be able to touch your nose and also see your toes. Well, he pled guilty and received a 3-month license suspension. Well, that's our update for November 24th, 2020.